All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Monday, July 14th of 2025. It is the MLB All-Star Break, so not a ton of action today. I believe the Home Run Derby is today, if you guys are interested in checking that out. But we do have a two-game WNBA slate, and then there was tennis action with 13 tennis matches earlier today. So good luck to all of you playing some tennis. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all TFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. It is a big week for golf. The British Open is this week. Our projections aren't up just yet. Should be up probably by like midday tomorrow. I'd say by 12 p.m., 3 p.m. Eastern. I didn't say 12 p.m. my time. So Pacific, they're usually up on Tuesdays. But with that said, we did have some questions come in prior to the show. So why don't we get SaberSim pulled up here? And we will jump into questions. So first question, do custom projections interact with how Portfolio Plus works? Very good question. So the answer is yes. Custom projections still work with Portfolio Plus. The caveat here is custom sims do not, okay? So like when you change a bunch of projections, right? I'm just going to like up and down here, right? Like let's say I upload a bunch of custom projections. I'm making some changes, right? These projections still get applied to the baseline contest sims that are run. So the way that the portfolio diversifier works is that it uses the baseline contest sims. Now, by changing the projections, you are changing the points that the players score in the baseline I'll say it again. You are still using that original sim. So the Portfolio Plus diversifier will still work as expected. Now, where it won't work is if you are using custom contests, right? If I come in here, I create custom contest, I rename it, you know, custom one. I select a set of field lineups. Even if I select a payout structure, you know, say I do the shoot around and I don't know, maybe I want to sim against my own build or something like that, right? And I don't have any lineups run, so we can't do that yet. Or maybe I want to use like some other field. I want to use flagship MME and I want to use high stakes MME, right? And that's why I'm creating this second one. I can't tell the builder to use the custom one contest sim as the like truth source with the portfolio diversifier. That is where it doesn't work. But custom projections work just fine. All right. Saw this one today. Couldn't get to it. We don't do office hours on Sunday at the moment. But question was, can we get a NASCAR video before lock? So figured I'd just, we have some time today, obviously, with no baseball. So is a good opportunity to like go back and build some NASCAR lineups. So we could just talk about like general NASCAR strategy. So we had the cup race yesterday. It was a road course, right? Road courses do play a little bit different from like other courses in general. So we just come in here, sort by projection, and what would I do here, right? Well, I wouldn't do too much up front. Honestly, what I would do is like if I were playing NASCAR, I would be going back to like past races and seeing how, you know, those kind of tournaments played out. It's like, I don't even know when the last road course was. I would probably look it up and just be like, hey, you know, how did the best players in the lobby build lineups on like the last NASCAR road course, right? Because like road course is going to be different from kind of like a normal course. Some normal courses are going to be different from Daytona, right? Like you can kind of like group your flashback reviews and maybe even like some of your process adjustments based on those things. I think that those could be good ways to add value. Like, oh, okay, you know, I need to be mindful. It's kind of like when, you know, maybe like when MLB goes to like Mexico and, you know, the elevation's insane and like people are, you know, hitting tanks like left and right and super high scoring games. You know, that is obviously like way different than just like playing at like a normal like baseball field, just like kind of make an analogy. So, you know, different environments, right? Going to play a little bit different. So you could take that approach here. Now, as far as anything I would do, right, just building lineups, I wouldn't make too many projection adjustments. I wouldn't set any filters or rules. I'm going to make the minimum required 2 adjustments, 2 projections, and then we'll just build 500 lineups here for time. I'm like almost positive that bumping minimum salary is probably a good thing. I would have to double check that, but I've done some NASCAR build reviews in the past, and that generally tracks with some of the higher SIM ROI lineups. So let's get rid of all these columns that we don't need, or that I say we don't need. And one other thing we got to do here, which we haven't done yet, which I will do in a moment. So these lineups ran, the sim is running. Okay, I'm going to cancel the sim. The reason I'm going to cancel the sim is that this contest already ran, right? Well, one thing I want to make sure of, and this actually might not be a problem for NASCAR, but yeah. So the only thing I was thinking about is I want to make sure anytime I'm doing some backtesting to go into the contest tab and make sure the builder is not using live data. Now, it's actually not live data because there's no late swapping for NASCAR, so that's not a problem. But it is just like kind of a good thing to check in general. So anytime you are doing some, anytime you're doing some backtesting, go to the contest tab, look in the field lineups column. If the field lineups column has a gear icon like this next to sim settings, I would click the gear icon and then it will give you a pop-up and it will say, it'll have 2 toggles, use live fields, use live sims. I would turn those off. Okay. So that's the reason I came over here, just to check those, but doesn't seem to be a problem here. Still is a good thing to just be aware of. Okay, so we're going to go back to our build. I am going to run the contest sim confidently now, right? Before I wasn't doing it so confidently, but now I'm like, yep, we are good to go here. No problems. Okay, so I'm going to move some stuff around. This looks pretty good. Probably put this ownership. Yep. Ownership, exposure, leverage. I like to keep these 3 together. All right, cool. So where we're at right now is we ran lineups. I moved some stuff around in the table to be the way I like it. We did bump minimum salary. We built 500 lineups. Our contest sim ran. I'm using, right now it's on Unix. I'm going to switch over to portfolio. This will reselect the lineups that I'm going to be using here. And I have some aggregate metrics. Baseline, I don't really want these Sabre score ones. I'm going to set up average projection. I'm going to set up average ROI. Okay, cool. I don't like the compact view. I'm going to turn that off. Like to see lineups in expanded view. Personal preference. And so now I'm about ready to like start analyzing my lineups, right? One thing I might do is I might have a filter that is target ROI greater than zero. One thing I've talked about in the past, which important to say again, is that notice no lineups went into the trash, right? If I close these, I don't actually see lineups in the trash. It's only when you apply pool filters that lineups go into the trash. If you apply filters on a group level, you need to look, you need to hover here, right? If you hover over the filters, it'll show you how many lineups moved into the trash. So in this case, a lot of lineups actually went to the trash based on the contest sim I ran for this group. And now I have 120 lineups available, which is okay here. No problem, but good to know. So just remember that you can do that. All right. So we are about ready to start analyzing these lineups. If you like to look at your lineups, cool. You know, open this up, see your lineups. Where I would start, right, is always just looking at my leverages. This doesn't look bad to me. You know, a lot of single digit leverage, some stands, you know, a little bit of a stand on like Kyle Larson, even with Gisbergen, who's like far and away the highest owned on the slate. He is on the pole, and I believe he's like historically good at road courses. So it makes sense there. I've been just quickly sorting by leverage up and then leverage down. So a little bit of leverage on some of these lower position racers, you know, I'm assuming for like point differential. So that seems that tracks in my head. I go opposite. So the biggest thing I'm noticing, right, is that some of these racers who are lower in the starting position, these guys have a little bit higher value, right? Like 4.07, 4.01, 4.21, 4.47. And it's like 31 starting, 22 starting, 23 starting, 33 starting. Because then when I sort negative leverage, right, I'm getting some guys that are lower. So it's like I'm trying to figure out, okay, well, why doesn't the builder like these guys, but it likes the other guys? Well, it seems that it's coming from their value, right? And that's coming from the sims. Like I'm trusting the sim and like that the projections are good here, right? And then I'm doing my QA by saying, okay, well, you know, these other drivers who have a lower starting position actually have a lower value than the ones that we're primarily playing. So that makes sense to me, right? 3.59, 3.71, 3.11 are all lower than the 4.07, 4.01, 4.21, 4.47 that we're getting, right? So I agree with the builder and that we should be playing these drivers more than some of those lower value drivers, even if they are starting, you know, further back on the grid. So here, right, what I'm doing, I'm checking my leverages. I'm making sure I'm comfortable with everything that I'm seeing. Does everything make sense, right? It's a big question I ask myself a lot lately. Like, hey, does this make sense? Does this look bad? You know, is something off, right? I'm taking the inverse approach of I'm not trying to find the best plays. I'm trying to make sure I avoid the bad plays. And in the sense of, hey, you know, you played this a bunch of exposure on this guy, but you know, he wasn't very high value. You know, he wasn't like very low owned. Like it kind of doesn't make sense. Right. So that's, I've, you know, studied a lot of like top pros and like, seems like they just make less mistakes. And then when you inherently make less mistakes, you almost fall into the right plays a little bit more naturally. So that's something I've been trying to, you know, model mimic master there. So that's where the thought process is coming from. But other than this, right, I'd be pretty happy with these lineups. I'd be ready to save them, upload them to my contest. And then, you know, today's Monday, right, race is over. Cool, you know, go back into the race, see how your lineups did, see what your adjustments you need to make, right? Okay, you know, race is over, great. You know, let's go to the contest tab and let's go study my lineups, right? How did my duplication look? How did my sim average score look? What adjustments do I need to make? It's really hard to like get it all right the first time. And often, you know, you're going to need to, you know, iterate on your process, right? That's why contest flashback is so important and why we talk about it so much. Like, hey, you know, play the $4.20 max. Okay, great. You know, you max it out. Oops. Accidentally went back to our build. My bad. All right. Let's go load up Ford R20 Max again. Okay. We come back here. We go to users. People who maxed it. Sim ROI. Okay, great. You know, I was had a positive sim ROI, but my sim ROI was 39%. My name is Rito. And, you know, some of the highest sim ROIs are, you know, at or above like 100%. You know, what did I miss? You know, what didn't happen for me? And then I come in here and then where were we? 39. Okay, well, I had 8 average dupes, and a lot of the people around me, a lot of the people at the top had 1 dupe, 2 dupes, 3 dupes, right? Some people had higher, but in general, it seems like I could get my duplication down a little bit. Now, how did these players get their dupes down? Okay, 49.3 average salary. We see 49.315, 49.450. You know, we don't see much like max salary. I even see like 49.090, right? It's like, this is why I boosted the min salary, because just like from memory, I remember seeing stuff like this. So if I were to make adjustments for next week, I might want to go even higher with my min salary, right? Maybe I bump it up to 47,000 and see how that does. Okay. I used 49,955, right? Yeah. I want to boost the min, but maybe I don't want to, you know, play max salary lineups, because maybe these max salary lineups are what is actually causing my duplicates to be so high, right? You're learning, you're iterating, you're trying to make adjustments and figure out how you can get your lineups better, right? So it's not only just like doing it once, it's, you know, what's the review process look like? How do I do this again and again and again and get incrementally better each time? So if I were playing NASCAR, these two things in tandem: one, building the lineups; two, reviewing the lineups, is what I would be focusing on. All right. Good stuff there. Next question. Hello, I play mainly 20 to 150 max, 50-cent to $20 entry contests. I'm wanting to understand the intricacies of the tool more in order to experiment with what works best. I know all sites and sports are different, and I'm not looking for the magic wand. However, there are so many that have come before me and have had some good rules of thumb to help me get ahead of the curve. This is a great community of people, and I would love to share on down the road as I can. Can you point me in the direction of any content around some or all of the following strategies for using aggregate metrics, specifically to get rid of possible low EV lineups, strategy for understanding what a good baseline for ROI is in order to slim down my lineup pool? Is it better to use ROI, ROI standard deviation, win rate, dupe, or dupes when looking for the top 1% possible winning lineups? I see many videos in Saber School Library, but which ones are hitting some or all of these topics? Thanks. Okay, really good question. So I think where we want to focus is kind of like after this dot, 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 strategies for using aggregate metrics. Okay. So me personally, right? You see me use aggregate metrics. I recommend usually like average projection and ROI. And the reason I recommend those are because those are like some of the primary things you're looking at in contest flashback, right? Your sim average score is effectively your projection, and then you're looking at sim ROI. Now, in duplication heavy sports, you know, NASCAR is definitely a one where you could do this. You know, I might want to add in average salary, right? Because there's some correlation between salary and dupes, like we were just talking about, right? The person playing 49,955 had 8 average dupes, and the person playing 49,090 average salary had 1 average dupe, right? So flashback leads me to add my metrics. There are other metrics that people use. There's even like default metrics. I think it's like max ROI, median ROI, minimum ROI. I could see the usefulness, especially for like the minimum ROI, if you didn't have like any type of like ROI filter on. See, like, I don't really care for the minimum ROI one because I use an ROI greater than zero filter by default. Now, if I didn't use that filter, then yes, I would want to see my minimum because I would be wanting to make sure my minimum wasn't negative, right? But this filter is basically in place of that. So, you know, average ROI, average dupes, average salary are just like some baseline ones I think can be good. I would basically always use the average projection, average ROI one. So those are my thoughts on aggregate metrics. When you're trying to use stuff to get rid of possible low EV lineups, so metrics don't effectively do that, right? Metrics are just describing the number of lineups that you're looking at. So I'm looking at 20 lineups. These metrics are summarizing the average projection and ROI across the 20. It's taking the mean ROI, it's taking the mean projection, right? Filters are more where you have an impact on the lineups you get, right? So like, you know, it's a, say it's a duplication heavy sport. Okay, maybe I want to apply some ownership filter. Maybe I want to apply a geometric mean filter, right? This is where you start to get rid of some of the possible low EV lineups by basically excluding lineups that you think, you know, might not be good to play. You know, it's not, if the ownership is higher, then, you know, I think it's a fair statement to say there is a higher chance the lineup gets played more times, right? And then there's a difference between like geometric mean ownership and some ownership, you know, one's adding them, one's multiplying them. And we talked through those in like some other videos and stuff, but filters are where you're going to have like the most impact on your lineups. So I'd say an ROI filter is always good to have. You know, when I create my template, I always put filters ROI. That's just something I do. So I don't have to do it every single time. So ROI filter, really, really good thing to do. Now, is it better to use ROI, ROI standard deviation, win rate, dupes? So I would always use ROI. And the reason for that is ROI basically encompasses multiple of these. So win rate is how often you win the contest. Cash rate is how often you cash in the contest. Both of these things go in to ROI, right? ROI is your total profit divided by your total entry fees. And then, so the win rate is part of the profit. The cashing is part of the profit, right? Dupes are part of the profit as well, because in the contest sim, every time, let's say, you know, five people total play the same lineup and you're one of the five. Well, every time this lineup wins, it's splitting the payout between all five lineups. So if, you know, it was 100K to first, and we'll just do easy math, you know, this lineup would get 20,000, right? That goes in to the total profit in the numerator of the ROI calculation, right? ROI standard deviation. It's effectively like a payout distribution of the lineup, basically kind of like summarizing how like risky-ish the lineup is. Usually lower standard deviation, the lineup is a little bit more consistent in the sims. The higher the standard deviation, the more kind of boom or bust the lineup is in the sims. And this is more like a helper kind of statistic, but ROI is going to capture basically everything you want. So I would stick with ROI. Next part, I see many videos in Saber School Library, but which ones are hitting on some or all of these topics? Okay, so important videos in Saber School that I would highly recommend. Saber Sim 101. So for the Saber Sim 101 videos, what I would recommend... Hmm. There's one particular I'm looking for. Okay, this is probably a really good video. Study the Sharks, reviewing past slates with the Saber system. This will show you how to use Flashback. It will give you insight into what kind of things you're looking for and just like real-time demos with those. So I would really recommend that. If you're newer to Saber Sim, I would check out probably these videos, lineup groups and portfolio diversifier, and then the second video, groups and portfolio diversifier, just because these will cover the latest changes in the app. Aside from these, the how to beat videos, sport by sport, are going to be really good to watch, right? Come in here, watch how to beat MLB DFS in 2025. Go to golf. We will have a video, I believe, for the British Open, but you could check out some of the other ones, right? Check out the US Open video, how to beat DFS for the 2025 US Open. Anything that's like how to beat is more of like a strategy guide, and I would check those out, right? We'll have a how to beat NASCAR video. We'll have, you know, how to beat NFL videos, right? Right here. So those are going to be really good. The how to beat videos, the reviewing videos are where I would start. Okay. Follow up here. Also, setting aggregate rules for builds. What are some general rules that are good to go by? Again, not set in stone as all slates differ, but in general, what gets someone's mind turning into figuring out the best direction? Okay, so for aggregate rules, so what aggregate rules are, it's not something we talk about a ton, so I want to cover it. If you go into the rules section, you go to add new rule, you have three rule types: group, stack, aggregate. Aggregate works on like the lineup basis, right? So one thing that like we recommend users who are on like starter plan to do, and I don't know what plan this person's on, let's check. Okay, so this one would actually be like probably really good for Simple Chef is a, let's say that, you know, you're trying to, you're playing NASCAR, right? Because we've been working with this like NASCAR demo and you want to use geometric mean, but you're on starter, so you don't have access to custom metrics, right? So I can't add custom metrics, but I want to use geomean. Well, one way you would do that is with an aggregate rule. You would say, you say rule type aggregate, my own geometric mean no more than X, right? And then you would use a formula to solve for X, which is covered in our help docs in this video. It is how do ownership product and ownership geometric mean work, which I will drop here in the YouTube chat, but you can also find it by going to our help docs. So you would go back to that rule type aggregate, and then I don't know, your geo mean ends up being 25. Okay, great. You save this. Now, every single lineup you build is going to be underneath that threshold you've set in that aggregate rule, right? I've seen people do this for dupe stuff. I've seen some people like to have a projection floor. You know, I'm more somebody who likes to just filter out some amount of low projected lineups, but there are populations of people who use SaberSim who like to set aggregate floor projection rules, and that's okay, right? If that serves their purpose, whatever they're trying to accomplish, that's okay, right? So that's like another one I've seen. Those are probably the two most common I've seen, like the geo mean and the projection ones. But you know, there is, you know, more art to paint on the wall using aggregate rules, and I'm sure some people are doing it. So that is just some examples of aggregate rules to consider. Okay, next question. Something I've been wondering about, somewhat related to what Simple Chef said above, is I understand it when I upload contests, run the sim, and the portfolio diversifier do its thing, SS is giving me what it calculates to be the optimal portfolio of lineups. Is that correct? If so, then wouldn't any change I make to those lineups, exposures, projections, maybe even groups or templates, be negative, a negative EV change according to the sim? I'm not sure how to make any changes from what the sim gives me unless I know something different or better than what it does, which long term, I wouldn't think I do. Any thoughts would be appreciated. Okay, really good question. So the simple answer to your question is yes. The builder is basically saying this is the highest possible set of EV lineups you can play. Now, that doesn't mean that a change is inherently negative EV. It is lower EV, if that makes sense, right? Like, say we could like put a number to EV, right? Okay, when you let portfolio do its thing, this, you know, is a has a EV score of 100, right? Well, you might disagree with something you see and make a projection or exposure adjustment. Okay, well, now this is like the 95th percent best EV portfolio available. And so you're sacrificing a little bit of the EV that SaberSim is giving you to basically work in your opinions, right? And now that is totally, totally a personal decision on whether or not you think you're right. And it's going to depend on the amount of conviction you have. And, you know, I would just say like, hey, you know, if you've done some research and, you know, maybe you like to read things, listen to things, and you've formulated an opinion that you believe in, that's okay to work those things in, right? SaberSim is a great tool, right? But all models have, you know, holes and opportunities to add value, right? So if you want to add value in some way, shape, or form, because you saw something, read something, know something, right? Maybe you know ball. And, you know, don't be afraid to work those things in, right? That's you know, why these columns are here, you know? And like, hey, you know, so-and-so thinks that, you know, this person is a good play and they want to make sure that they get to some of them. Okay, you know, totally cool. So you're sacrificing a little bit of what SaberSim wants to do, but I think it is okay to do those things. All right. Good stuff there. And looks like we are caught up with the first round of questions that came in. And looks like we are caught up with questions in Discord as well. Cool. So we spent a lot of time talking about NASCAR today. I know it's a little late, but I'm sure it'll help some people out before next week's race. Other news, you know, we are going to be redoing a lot of our content to kind of line up with the update here. So give us some time on that. We'll have more videos out and just continue to grind through those. But appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be back tomorrow, Tuesday, July 15th, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.